2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Ooh, it is cold outside. I turned my heat on this week, Dave. I had to go buy a new filter from Home Depot. I was there the other day. It's $29 and some odd cents. I was like, what?
Don't you hate the smell of that first time you turn it on?
Changing the filter helps.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, because it's not dirty.
Still smells.
So this morning, we found out a couple of things right out of the gates. We found out there's hope for the drought, according to Grant Wayman, who was on our show live. He's a meteorologist here, of course, at KSL Broadcast House. And he's like, look, there's hope for this getting out of this drought with all of the moisture we're getting. So that was great news. If you missed that, sorry, you missed a big moment on the show. Then we learned that home heating costs could go up as much as 30%. And then we also learned that a spokesperson for Dominion Energy listens to the show because they immediately called in and were like, oh, tell Deb and Dave, it's only an 8% hike in Utah starting in November.
One of the things I loved, because we were giving some tips of how you can, you know, keep your energy costs down during the winter. Weather stripping apparently is a thing. I have never heard of weather stripping, but Debbie's going to teach me how to do it after the show. This is the one I love. You're like, tell your kids to bundle up, throw a hat on inside. Okay, my kids are going to be calling me Mr. Freeze this winter.
The Iceman cometh.
Don Porter, spokesperson with Dominion Energy. Good morning. Thanks for calling in live right now.
Sure thing.
It's so good to know that you're listening to the show and you got the information to the newsroom who ran in with a post-it note, handwritten note that said it's only 8% in Utah.
I've got to tell you, I missed it by a percentage point. It's 9%
okay.
in Utah.
Okay.
9% in Utah, 8% in Wyoming.
So explain to us a little bit, what can we expect and why the boost?
Well, so first of all, you have to understand something that not very many people realize, and that is that Dominion Energy doesn't make any money off the gas we sell to you. We pass that through at our cost, and not very many people know that. We don't make a profit on that natural gas. That's why you see those ThermWise commercials. We're encouraging people to save natural gas, not to buy more of it, not to waste it. And so you need to remember that. But to the bigger issue, the increase that's going to take effect on November 1st. Remember that big freeze we had last winter in Texas and other parts of the country? Yeah. So a lot of the natural gas companies will save gas. They'll buy natural gas ahead of time and hedge the prices and whatnot when they head into winter. But they'll also store it in the ground and then at a lower price during the summer and then pull it out of the ground during the winter. Well, last year they had to burn a lot more gas and they had to buy a lot of companies, and we did too a little bit. We had to buy more natural gas at those astronomical prices because it's a, you know, natural gas is a commodity that's traded worldwide. And so anyway, the prices just shot up. And over the summertime, everybody's had to buy a lot more gas to put them back in those reservoirs to in advance of this winter's heating season, the coming heating season. So prices really went up. Now, one more thing, and that is Dominion Energy actually produces more than half of its own gas. We have wells in Wyoming and eastern Utah and I think some in Colorado. And so we produce actually more than half of the gas that's used by our customers. And we pass that along just at the cost of production. We pass that along to our customers. So our prices, our rates, tend to be really low compared to most other parts of the country. And so this year, when some rates around the nation are, like you said, they're up 30, maybe even 40% in some places, ours are only up, you know, 8% in Wyoming and 9% in Utah. But people need to realize this is just because of the price of gas. It's not because big, bad Dominion Energy just wants more money when it's getting cold.
All right, Don, so you did drop a little bit of a bombshell on me. I had no idea that you didn't make any money on the natural gas. That does seem like a bad business model. I mean, how do you guys make, how do you make money?
For a change, I have to agree with him, Don.
Yeah, we make money by building and maintaining the system. We're allowed a certain profit to do that, up to a certain profit to do that. And the Public Service Commission keeps a really close eye on everything we do. Everything we do that costs money for our customers is reviewed by state regulators. And so we just can't willy-nilly charge people whatever we want. They have to approve everything.
Don, I had the pleasure back in the 90s of covering the Public Service Commission. And every time a utility wanted a rate hike, there was a hearing, and there was a public hearing. And you're right, Don. I've sat through a lot of those meetings. They're not the most exciting meetings in the world to sit through, but the Public Service Commission here in Utah, in downtown Salt Lake City, is where they're at. I believe they're still there. Regulates you.
Right. And so we are very closely regulated. Mm-hmm. We have a good relationship with our regulators. We've really worked hard on it, and I think it's safe to say that we get along, but that doesn't mean that they just let us do whatever we want to do, and not that we would want to do that, but it's a real partnership, and they really do protect consumers in Utah. And so people just need to know it. I don't like to pay more for my natural gas in the wintertime or whenever else, but
Can I come weather strip your doors then for you?
Sure.
Because I got to do that at Dave's house next week.
Hey, we got 30 seconds, but I do want to get this in. Any chance that what happened in Texas could happen here in Utah?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's a question for brains that are a little bit larger than mine. I'm not sure that could happen here. I would hope not. I mean, we have pipelines that flow into the valley, just like, you know, they have pipelines everywhere else. And I guess if something happened that shut off that supply, it might be a little bit problematic. But I think that we're taking steps to head some possibility like that off. And I think that there'll be more news in the next couple of years over facilities that we're building that are actually designed to take care of that very scenario. So,
well,
and again,
I would imagine
we're working with the state to do that.
Yeah, and I would imagine cold weather, bad weather here in Utah is not nearly as unique as cold weather, bad weather in Texas. Don Porter, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for listening to the show.
Yeah, we appreciate that, too.
I mean, listen, I don't feel great about a 9% increase.
But it's not 30.
But when the rest of the country is, you know, 30, 40%, yeah, I guess maybe I'll swallow that pill.
In the next 5 minutes, we're going to continue our very important conversation we had earlier today on breast cancer awareness and mammography. Screenings in Utah dropped by 40% last year. So we're going to bring on a very special friend, a very special member of our work family in about 3 minutes from now. She put off her mammogram by 4 months, and she's going to tell us, she's going to be very transparent about what happened after she got a result.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.